Harvard's long-serving dean of admissions is defending the school's admissions practices in federal court today. It's the first testimony in a lawsuit that alleges Harvard discriminates against Asian American applicants. WBUR's Max Larkin joins us from the Moakley Federal Courthouse in Boston to talk about the case. Hi, Max.
Hi, Lisa.
Harvard's dean, Bill Fitzsimmons, what did he say today in court?
Well, he came under some pretty stiff questioning, Lisa, from the lawyer for Students for Fair Admissions, the group that's suing Harvard. He has always been a pretty private guy, supervising a pretty private process, and he seemed kind of bemused by the tough line the opposite side was taking. But at one point, he came out outright. He said there's no discrimination in the school's recruitment process and denied that something was racially discriminatory. He's had this job, Lisa, since 1986, and he is, as much as anyone, the person at the center of this case, and you felt him on this kind of rhetorical tightrope. He wants to argue, on the one hand, that the school has to use race in admissions to fulfill its academic mission. At the same time, it has to argue that it never uses race as the only reason that someone's application is denied.
So it's saying there are many factors in this calculus. What could you tell, Max, from the opening statements about how the two sides are going to argue their cases?
I think they're going to argue them somewhat fiercely. These are really top lawyers, kind of a clash of the titans, premiering pretty tough, pretty cerebral arguments over a pretty contested constitutional issue. But I would say, Lisa, in another sense, as someone who's been reading through the case materials, it was sort of an acted-out version of a mountain of paperwork that we've had access to for at least the last few months. There wasn't a ton of new information, lots of statistics, lots of claims, and things that have already been sort of parsed to death in filings back and forth.
So for the plaintiffs, the group called Students for Fair Admissions, how did they present their case? What did they say to the judge?
Well, Lisa, their basic contention is that if you look at the racial makeup of Harvard's first-year classes, it stayed pretty consistent over several years. School's getting a little bit more diverse, but there is not a ton of change. They've said that the only reason that could really explain that is that the university is doing racial balancing in the background, which the Supreme Court has said is not lawful. Adam Mortara gave the opening statement for the plaintiffs, and he launched into Harvard's holistic process. He said the fact that it relies on a quote-unquote personal or personality score for every application, that is an invitation to racial bias, because Asian American students often get lower scores. He added that Harvard's own data shows that Black and Latino students often get a decisive advantage from the fact that they are Black or Latino in this kind of less than rigorous process. And Mortara said Harvard officials have known that their approach to admissions was, in effect, biased against Asian American students since at least 2013, and that they haven't really tried to fix it.
And on the Harvard side, what did Harvard's attorney have to say?
Well, it's interesting. Harvard's attorney that we saw for most of the day was Bill Lee. He's maybe the dream representative for the university in this case. He's one of the nation's top Asian American lawyers. He's also deeply devoted to the school. He graduated himself in the 70s, and he sits on its governing board. So Lee said Harvard has played a role in making his own profession at the top echelon more diverse, standing up for minorities over the course of the past 40 years, more and more. He said the school simply can't achieve its stated aims without taking students' race into consideration. The campus would either become much less diverse, he said, or it could become less academically excellent. So they're doing this balancing act, and they need to be allowed to continue.
And I understand students also spoke up. In what way, and what did they say?
Yeah, two different groups of Harvard students and alumni filed briefs as friends of the court. They'll be expected to testify between the two competing sides, Lisa. So after Students for Fair Admissions is done, but before Harvard gets going. And they're taking Harvard's side. For instance, Genevieve Bonadias-Torres, she's an alumna and an attorney with the Lawyers Committee, a civil rights group. She said you simply can't see a student in full, their life experience, what they have to bring to a campus, unless you consider their race. The students say the school does have work to do before it becomes a totally welcoming environment to students from all over the world and all over the economic and racial spectrum, but they said they should be allowed to continue to do that work.
So we're going to continue to cover this case. What's expected tomorrow, Max?
Well, I think, Lisa, this case is going to move rather slowly. The questioning of Dean Fitzsimmons is definitely going to continue into a shortened day of testimony tomorrow and into Wednesday. He's a big figure in this case. So you'll expect to see Fitzsimmons for at least two more days. And this pretty private guy is going to have the spotlight on him for a little while longer, at least.
All right. Thank you, WBUR education reporter Max Larkin, speaking to us from the Moakley Federal Courthouse in Boston. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Lisa.